Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When I was in school, these fools didn't want to take a test. So they called in a bomb threat, thought they were funny. Oh, they were funny until they got arrested and thrown out of school. They're still in jail. Different stuff. That was the beginning of the end. Ridiculous. Obnoxious. And now we decide what? It's okay for every single day, these fools, these ridiculous felons, to shut down whatever school they want by just posting something on Snapchat. Ha, funny. TikTok. Ha, funny. It's not a damn bit funny. And until the adults in the room treat these kids like adults and punish them like adults and make examples of them like adults, it's going to be the daily grind, man. Right along with your daily report on COVID and the new variant. In a year from now, 40 schools a day will be shut down because some group of morons thought it'd be funny. Then there'll be a bot, a school shutdown bot, right? It'll post threats to 100 schools at a time and shut them all down until we lay the hammer down. This insanity will continue. Hey, my kid's school's three threats, 2 weeks. Mount Lebanon. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying it's nirvanic. I think I made up a word. But they didn't shut down once. Brought in the cops, checked out the threat. Hey, kids. You're in school today. Someone who agrees with me, it's time to get serious with this. Frank Monaco. Good morning, Frank. How are you, sir?
Very well, sir. How are you?
Frank is one of the most high standard cops I've ever known. State police, local police, guru, training expert. When you see these day after day after day after day, Frank, what are you thinking needs to happen faster?
Well, I shake my head. I think, you know, just wonders when people are going to have enough. And that's the thing. It's not going to change. I think some people are afraid to take the correct steps or, you know, stand up to it. It's much easier to look the other way, but it's only a matter of time. I wonder, does this extend the school year if they miss the whole day? Do they, you know, have to go longer in school? I don't know if that ever gets announced, but it just drives me crazy. They let things go on and nothing's adrift.
Frank Monaco, so what did you do when you were in power? What would you do if you were the decision maker now, sir?
Well, like I said, if it were me, I would coordinate. And again, you have to take every threat seriously. I'm not saying to look the other way, but I said I would coordinate with my local police. If I was still a chief and plumber other than the state police, I would coordinate with the school districts and done the best research as I could and try to determine if it was a credible threat or if it was not. And then let them know. And again, nobody's making anybody go to school, or, you know, it's up to the parents. If they don't feel comfortable, that's fine. But at the end of the day, how long are you going to let somebody victimize the whole school district with an anonymous call? It's insanity.
You know, I think when you were in Plum, you did something I consider to be amazing. There was a bomb threat to the school. You made the kids go out in the parking lot and wait, right? Is that true, sir?
Well, it was actually, it wasn't in Plum. It was at a previous time when I was with the state police.
Okay, I apologize.
And I didn't make anything. I just suggested to them. I mean, it was every sunny day, every Friday, you know, for a three-day weekend. And they would send them home. I said, how long are you going to put up with this? I said, make them go outside. Now, you have to be careful to a certain extent. Make sure you check the outside. So right. If it's a real bomb, sometimes they'll put a secondary device in the parking lot. But once we swept there, you just look inside the school. And I said, I'm not asking anybody to touch anything. If you see a suspicious package, then you bring in the bomb dogs. But don't manipulate anything. Just look around. You see something that doesn't belong, then let us know. But it wouldn't take that long to check it out and put them right back in again. And, you know, that was the end of it. Once they realized they were getting a three-day weekend, it stopped.
Make them uncomfortable.
There are things you can do now.
Make them uncomfortable, right?
Yes. Yeah. Just in fact, you know, I got to stand out here, and then we're going back in anyway, so what's the point? It might extend the day. So, you know, anybody finds out who's doing it, it's going to get on them. Hey, you're ruining my day. You know, and I got to stay here longer because of you.
Frank
you
Monaco,
pressure on that end.
Who has decades of law enforcement experience and has made these decisions, you really get annoyed and irritated when they don't do anything. And in essence, rewarding these kids by not doing anything, sir, right?
No, I do. I mean, just I mean, if I was still working, it would really annoy me because you end up getting the, you know, the police have to go down there and take a report, and you know, and you're down there all for what? When it's not going to be real, you're wasting police resources. They could be doing something else, and they're going down to do this when you know, where it's not going to happen over and over and over again. And there's a lot of school districts, I've done research on it, that have taken that tack. You know, they're not going to shut things down. They're going to do things that I discussed with you about putting them in a certain place. And then put them right back in again when there's no bomb. And that has worked in many school districts. But if you're going to look the other way, unless they get tired of it, you know, the people that are calling in, unless they get tired of it, eventually, then it's never going to change.
And so we understand
how inconvenient you want to be.
You're not diminishing the threat level. What you're suggesting is we got to handle this the right way and take appropriate action, or this will continue forever, will it not, sir?
Yeah, correct. I mean, until the kids grow up. Now, you may get a next generation that's going to do the same thing. But it's got to be a case-by-case basis. You can't say every single time look the other way. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm saying evaluate each incident individually. See how it comes in. I mean, again, there's many investigative techniques and preventative techniques that can be taken if they want to take the effort to do so. But it's up, you know, it's obviously it's up to the school district. I just wonder when they would be tired of it.
Hey, Frank.
How much longer are they going to let this go on?
In your decades and decades of law enforcement at the highest level, did any bomb threat that was ever called in, was there ever a bomb, sir? Ever?
No.
Not once.
Not a one.
All right. Frank Monaco, thanks, my brother. Thanks for being honest.
It was a pleasure, sir.
All right, man. Lay the hammer down. It's the only way to go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.